People organized a protest outside Immigration Minister Mark Miller's Liberal Party fundraiser in Brampton on June 3. The pro-Palestine group, Brampton for Palestine, organized the protest outside the banquet hall where Miller was hosting a fundraising event for the Liberal Party. The protesters demanded the removal of the cap on Gaza family reunification visas. A member of the organization, Simi, who only goes by one name, said Miller must remove discriminatory requirements from the application process and facilitate Gazan refuge in Canada. "We're protesting for a ceasefire and against Mark Miller's inhumane policies," Simi said. "The program for reuniting Gazan families in Canada is incredibly slow, with only approximately 440 applications processed and only about 41 people making it to Canada after 8 months," she said. "It's been 2 months too late, and the application process is incredibly long and invasive." Another protester, Arin Goswami, said there was a need for escalation of protest efforts globally. "We need to get in the way of Mark Miller and other complicit members of the government and global ruling class. We can't let them have a moment of peace while our brothers and sisters in Gaza are suffering," Goswami said. Miller announced on May 27 that the federal government increased the number of temporary resident visa applications to 5,000 from 1,000 for Palestinians with family in Canada. "While movement out of Gaza is not currently possible, the situation may change at any time. With this cap increase, we will be ready to help more people as the situation evolves," Miller said in an official statement. Simi said the process for Gazans differs from other refugees. "Many Ukrainian refugees made it, but very few Gazans have been able to reunite with their families in Canada," she said. The conflict began in October 2023 when Hamas launched an attack on Israel. The ongoing conflict has resulted in a large-scale humanitarian crisis as Israel continues to bomb Palestine. The U.S. has proposed a comprehensive agreement that includes greater humanitarian aid, hostage release, and a ceasefire. Canada has supported this agreement, recommending a route towards peace and urging Hamas to accept it. The leaders of the G7 recently reaffirmed their support for a two-state solution and endorsed the comprehensive deal in a statement. "We call on Hamas to accept this deal, and we urge all countries with influence over Hamas to help ensure that it does so," the statement said. The international community has demanded a ceasefire and a long-term settlement, and the UN has denounced Israel's conduct in Gaza. Gurpinder Bilku, a protester from Brampton, said the government must know that they are being watched. "Only a few people have been able to successfully immigrate to Canada as refugees from Gaza, which is crazy," Bilku said. "We have the right to protest and voice our discontent. We want to make sure that Miller knows he's being held accountable for his actions," he said. The protest remained peaceful, with no arrests made. The Liberal Party fundraiser proceeded as scheduled, despite the demonstration outside.